still many unanswered questions about the whole process relating to how that decision was made back in September. I'm still pursuing the minister. I have had two written questions put in recently and got answers this morning. The main answer being that the minister says that she personally took the decision, and also that the business case is purely going to be consultative in Ballykerry. But what I'm saying is, how could it be an objective assessment if, first of all, a location is chosen and then a business case has been done post the decision? I find it very disconcerting, and I still find it bizarre the way the decision was made.
So an equality impact assessment must be carried out here.
Well, I'm glad that NPSA, yes, have wakened up to how the decision was made. As long as NPSA aren't purely interested in retaining the jobs in Dard, in Dundonald House in Belfast, I'm glad that they're beginning to waken up to the idea of what business case was used, what assessment criteria was used, and I will support them in that regard.